Welcome to the greatest podcast in the world. My name is Zayden Cruzen, and today we'll be looking into the benefits of marijuana and why it's important. For starters, it is important to me just because of the potential revenue that it could bring into our government, which will benefit me in the future, making it easier for me to live in this state. If we have more things to tax and can make plenty of money off of the revenue from marijuana tax. So there are two sides of the argument. The people who are for legalization and people who are against. People who are for it are people who want their economy to get better. Maybe they just want to be able to use marijuana medically or recreationally without the potential of the police getting involved and them getting arrested for something that should be legal in the first place. Taking a look into a couple of sources, we're going to start off exploring the history of marijuana and where it came from. So we're going to be looking into a history.com article, which was written by their editors. And it begins by talking about, you know, marijuana, cannabis, pot, many different names for it. But at first, it wasn't used to get high, but it was used as an herbal medicine starting in Asia around 500 BC. So they used it to more for stomach pain, simple things like that. In America, the history moves to early colonists, and they usually just grew it for textiles and rope, which hemp is great for that, which is the female plant, has low THC, great for making lotion, soaps, rope, textile, good for a lot of things. And then we get into the 20th century, where there are a lot of racial tension, political factors that led to the criminalization of marijuana in the United States. Though its legal status has changed in 19 states where it is decriminalized or legal to have medical or recreational marijuana. But it's still a federal crime, which was the talk when Donald Trump became president, that he would put his foot down and say, no, you states that have legalization, that's still a crime. It's not legal. Next, we will look into specifically if Illinois should legalize marijuana. So we're going to take a look into an article written by the board at the Chicago Tribune. It's a Chicago Tribune article titled, "Should Illinois Legalize Recreational Marijuana?" And it begins by saying that when it comes to cannabis, Illinois is not a pioneer. Medical marijuana was legal in 19 other states and District of Columbia before it was passed in 2013 to allow medical marijuana. So it's kind of, Illinois kind of sat back, let other states give kind of a trial run, let other people be the guinea pig for the final if Illinois should, which was the right approach, and that's exactly what they did. So it is a big decision. There's no reason to rush into it. There are some said declines, which is a rise in DUI charges and teens smoking marijuana. But in Colorado, teen use of marijuana has actually declined, and the adult use has been stable. But the total of crashes, fatal crashes in Colorado, has risen sharply for positive tests of marijuana since 2013, which is to be thought that would happen if it's legal. It's different than alcohol, but still impairs you nonetheless, which driving would make that not the best. But through tax revenue, Illinois could make between $350 and $700 million a year, and it would save law enforcement a lot of time. Looking into this third article, it's by Investopia, by Miss Murliani Krishna. And she starts off by saying how the election in 2018, like I stated before, gives that kind of back and forth thing if Donald Trump wants to put his foot down, which so far he has not. Yeah, so in 2015, Colorado collected more than $135 million in taxes, totaling over $996 million worth of sales. So Illinois could make tons of money off of this if they decide to go through with legalization, which, who knows, hopefully they will. But that is this. You're listening to The Greatest Show on Earth, Aiden Cruzen Podcast. Thank you very much.